are facing panic of gigantic proportions worldwide at the moment. And I am fully persuaded and fully convinced that God wants us to stay calm. Beware of panic. Watch out for panic. It's an enemy. And here's a definition. Panic is a sudden, uncontrollable fear or anxiety, often causing wildly unthinking behavior. Number two, panic destroys because the ways of calm are not known. Panic destroys because most people do not know how to be calm instead of panicking. Now, Jesus comes along, and Jesus is the single solitary person in all of human history, surpassing every philosopher and every psychiatrist and every psychologist and every doctor of any description, to show us the way of calm, the way of peace. One part of your life gets out of control. Another part of your life just isn't going the right way. Somebody comes along and is not treating you the way you think you should be treated. Ooh. So watch here now, because here's what usually happens. The smile tends to disappear. And when things get really bad, you lose your peace, you lose your calm. And it can get worse. And it can get worse. And it can seem like you're in a perpetual nightmare. Almost like the world is in right now, where everything seems failing, traumatic, downturned, financial, everything like this. Now, God is always this way. This is not something that comes and goes. This is a standard condition of your soul. So we must realize that God's ways are always peaceful. So because of this condition, this peace imparted to us, we stay connected to God. So he comes along now, because he's given us his peace, and he puts some responsibility on us to learn his ways and to get to the truths that apply to all the life situations, right? So he comes and he says, if you continue in my word. By the way, this is a Christian, the proof, rather, of a genuine Christian. As he continues studying, reading, believing, living the word of God. See? Continue on, then you're the real thing. You're authentic. You are my disciples indeed. Stay loving. Don't let anything push you out of love. Let the peace of God rule and be thankful. Teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing grace in your heart to the Lord. God wants you calm, cool, collected, composed, caring sufficiently to make intelligent choices, and not driven by fear, panic, propaganda, wickedness, speculation. He wants you at peace. benefits of quarantine. I'll bet you this subject is shocking to you. How can quarantine be beneficial? Well, that's our subject for the day. And let me start by telling you something that needs to be observed right up front. It is this. People were designed by God to live at 30 to 60 miles an hour. Most of us live at 90 miles an hour, and some of you, if you admit it, would be you live at 120 miles an hour. But we were designed to live at a speed between 30 and 60 miles an hour. But wise choices are made at 10 miles an hour. God speaks to us at 10 miles an hour. You can probably see where I'm going with this. So in a quarantine, let's take, first of all, look at the definition of it. It's a place of isolation for a definite period of time, an isolation place that's free from exposure to that which may be infectious, contagious, or damaging. That's what a quarantine is. So the latitude of quarantine, however, is up for discussion. But let's learn some of the benefits right off the top of being in quarantine. Number one, it's a place of safety. Now, this is a God idea, by the way. The scripture's plain to say that, look at this, now safety is of the Lord. So, really important, it's a place of safety. Quarantine. Remember, let's go back for a moment. It's a place of isolation. So, that is what makes it a place of safety. And let me take this a step farther, because here's what the scripture says about why God wants you safe. Ready? He wants to set up on high those that are low. Isn't that wonderful? He wants to bless you. He wants your well-being. He doesn't want you down. He wants you up. So to set you up on high, those that are low, and those that are in trouble and mourn, that they may be exalted to a condition of safety. Now, the next verse is going to tell us exactly why God wants you in a place of safety. Here it is. To disappoint the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. In other words, the purpose of having a safe zone, a quarantine, if you please, is that the enemy, whatever it is, virus, disease, no matter what sort of enemy it is, cannot carry out their intended devices. They cannot perform what they intend to do that would hurt and damage you. It's a place of safety. It's also a place that's designated by the Lord. Safety is of the Lord. And back to the same verse. He wants to set those up on high that and exalt them to safety. This is his idea, to be safe. So the benefits of quarantine are, number one, it's a place of safety. And you know that if some place is designated by the Lord, that it's going to be for your highest good. Now, it's a place free of disease. Isn't that exceptionally wonderful? It took science almost 5,000 years to discover what God said in his scripture 5,000 years before, because God's idea is quarantine. So here's an excerpt out of this chapter. There's so much more detail there, but I want you to see it. All the places where the plague shall be in a person, he shall dwell alone. And look at this, without the camp shall be his, that's where he has to live. He has to be quarantined. Now, it's kind of strange right now, because obviously we're already doing this, aren't we? That if someone has contracted a disease, a disorder that's contagious, we quarantine them. But when it gets so widespread, we have to quarantine the rest of us, and that's what's really going on. It's a place free of disease. That's one of the big benefits. Remember, it's a place of safety, it's a place designated by God, and it's a place free of disease. In fact, if you haven't seen, you should take a look at previous videos. This one's called Virus Survival According to the Bible, and you can find it on our website, Nothing But the Truth. www.thesingleauthor.org. And then there's this one called the Biblical Guidelines for Crisis Management, and you should take a look at that one as well. It too is on the website, free for you to choose, because quarantine is a place free of disease. Now, a real quarantine is a place free of intrusions. Understand, it's a safe zone, so that not only can disease not get in there, but anything that would be damaging is not allowed to intrude because you are in quarantine. So back to this verse again. He disappoints the devices of the crafty, those outside that are trying to get at us, no matter what the nature of their damaging intentions are, so that their hands cannot perform their intended enterprise. How good is that? A place free of intrusion. So now, I want to talk to you about a real quarantine, because perhaps we need to understand that a real good quarantine is not just for physical safety, but mental, emotional, spiritual, and in fact, mental health is at issue. So, so this quarantine done properly prevents some online technology, because that's the method by which idea viruses enter us. In fact, if you listen to too much of what's coming at you, you will have panic instead of calm. So, you know, and then there's, and then you're free of speculations. And so we not only quarantine ourselves from physical, biological damage, but all the idea viruses, the exaggerations and the newscaster distortions and panic attacks, nothing is allowed to intrude. A real quarantine is a place free of intrusions. Now, it's also a place to unhook, to get away from the long-term habits we have had. Watch this now. Scripture says, come out from among them, and the them is very, very ambiguous. Be separate. Separate yourself. And don't touch, don't let unclean things get, it's a place to unhook from that which has been, captivating, engaging, and mind-controlling. Yeah, see? And so that's why Jesus said to the disciples one time, he said, and I want you to look at the text here, come apart to a desert place, go get away from, and rest a while. Now, here's the reason, because there was many coming and going, and we were so busy, so busy, so busy, so busy, we need to unhook. And he made sure the disciples became unhooked from the busyness of life. Remember, living at 90 miles an hour, quarantine is a chance to get down to 10 miles an hour, where you can make some really smart decisions, where you can hear from God, and what's that worth? That's, remember, the scripture says, be still and know that I am God. It's at 10 miles an hour we hear from God. It's at 10 miles an hour we're able to make life-reaching, altering decisions. So, quarantine is not just a place to do the good things, but to stop the rest, to unhook from the busyness of life. So, it could mean a digital detox. It's a commercial-free zone. No longer are you subject to sales pitches or time-wasting diversions. And we'll probably talk about diversions again in a moment, because we tend at 90, we just are going in every which direction. I was pondering moments ago the if poem by Rudyard Kipling. Do you remember the opening line? If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, you'll be a man, my son.
And here's our problem. We got all these distractions, got every this busyness, and we need to unhook from that in order to get down to the 10-mile-an-hour wise decision-making places. Now, after you unhook, a quarantine is a place to calmly evaluate your life. Okay? Check the intelligence monitor with me. Calm is the absence of intrusive activity. Nothing is getting to you or in this calm, collected, composed, tranquil, peaceful condition. And it's because nothing is allowed to intrude. Calm is the absence of, well, let's go some more definition. The absence of intrusive activity is pleasantly free of disturbing emotions. This is real quarantine stuff, right? It's where you become personally composed, settled, 10 miles an hour, tranquil, quiet. Remember, one of the most quoted passages of Scripture is Psalm 23. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. And what happens next? He restores my soul. He restores my thinking, my emotions, my ability to act. Wow. It's a place, it all happens in a place of calm. And calm is peaceful in its nature and in its character. And that's one of the great benefits of quarantine. Because in this place of calm, you get to calmly evaluate your life. So let's see what the Scripture says about this. Take a look now. Therefore, thus saith the Lord. You got to know who's. Look at this. Consider your ways. Check yourself out. Oh, watch here now. Here's the problem. Here's defined by Scripture. You have sown a lot, but you haven't got much coming back. You eat, but you have not enough. You drink, but you're not filled with a drink. You're clothed, but you're not even happy with all the clothes you got. Look at this. And he that earns wages to put it into a bag with holes. The money just keeps, it's like it disappears. Right? I'm telling you what. Watch this now. So thus saith the Lord, because of this, consider your ways. Quarantine is an opportunity to calmly evaluate your life. Where's all my money going? Why am I not happy with this? Why am I running, clutching, grabbing, grasping? Why do I live so 90 miles an hour? So here in the quiet place, in the calm, in the quarantine, you get to evaluate your life. Now, I want to go off track just for a moment to suggest to you that that when you do this, examination is required. Look at this now. Examine yourselves whether you really are in the faith. Look at this. Look at the Scripture says. Prove your own self. Life evaluation. Now, if you have difficulty examining yourself, God comes along to help you do that. Isn't that delightful? And this is how David said it. He said, Lord, examine me. Lord, prove me. I want you, God, to try my reins, the reins and my heart. Reins were, of course, you know, that's how you controlled the horse and rider in those days, the control center. I want you to help me check myself out, God. Now, I want you to see something absolutely wonderful. Because the question might come to you, why would I risk exposing myself to God to examine me? I mean, after all, isn't he like a policeman? Isn't he like a guard? Isn't he going to hit me over the head? I got really good news for you. The devil is the accuser, but God is the encourager. Take a look one more time at this scripture. Examine me, O Lord, prove me. Now watch this now. For thy loving kindness is before my eyes. You can trust God because he loves you. And when you grasp this, all the false ideas about God being out to get vengeance is dismissed. He loves you better than you love yourself. In fact, tragically, we're in a day when people don't love themselves. And that's why we have so many self-destructive behaviors. So, quarantine is a time to calmly evaluate your life. And when you do this, I want you to notice, I want to suggest to you, there are three things that you should evaluate. Number one, your origin. Number two, your significance. And number three, your destiny. Three things: your origin, your significance, and your destiny. Now, I'm going to take a moment, and thank you, by the way, for the time that you're giving to listen to these things from God and his scriptures. I want to go to the origin one for a moment. Somewhere in the calm, in the quarantine, you want to evaluate your origin. You need to know where you come from and why you are here. So here's the scripture that tells you the answer. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. Now watch this. Look at it now. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. It's true. A man and a woman got together, and there was going to be a baby coming, but they can make a baby, but they can't make the person. See, the real you is a spirit. And God is called in the book of Hebrews the Father of Spirits. And so he put the you inside that specific baby's body, chose what baby, what gender, what parent, what time in history. You're here because he wants you here. That is precisely why Jesus taught us how to pray properly. And this is what he said. When you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your origin is God. You're here at this time in history because he wants you here now. Most people don't know this because they're doing the 70, 90 miles an hour life. But in this calm, in this quarantine, in this quiet place, a place to calmly evaluate your life, it starts with knowing why you're here, where you came from. And the answer is God. Now, not only do you need to know your origin, but you need to know your significance. Why are you here? What are you supposed to be doing? Why are you, well, you're here because God wants you here, but what can you do that's significant? Now, discovering your personal significance is so very important because a number of things happen. Number one, you will automatically have genuine self-acceptance. And the opinions of others about you will not affect you anymore because you know why, how, and what you are and what you're supposed to be doing. God wants you to discover what I call your embedded natural ability. He deposited in you an embedded natural ability. And it is the discovery of that that helps you discover your significance. Let me give you a little warning. You do not want to spend the rest of your life a prisoner to the opinions of others. If you have to have other people say, you're good, you're bad, kudos, then they will control you. You will live in that prison. You say, well, hey, preacher, where is this in the scripture? So I'm glad you would ask the question. Because here's what the scripture says. To our own master we rise or fall. Let's take a look now at the scripture. As every man has received the gift, there's that embedded natural ability. So even so, now that you've got this embedded natural ability, use it. Minister the same to other people, to one another. And watch this now. And do it as a good steward of the manifold grace of God. Now watch this, because what God has done is graciously embedded in you a skill set, a natural embedded set of abilities. And he wants you to discover them and to use them for the good of others. I suppose you, like I and lots of others, have asked the question, what is success in life? To some, it's the attainment of a certain level of riches. To others, it's a certain level of influence. To others, who knows? But here's the right answer. If we have lived love, if we have lived love, we have lived the most successful life anyone could ever live. So, it works just like this. In this calm place of evaluation, you evaluate your origin, which is your Father, Heavenly Father, and you need to evaluate your significance so you know why you're here. The third thing you want to evaluate in quarantine is your destiny. Your destiny. Where are you going to end up? And this is an oft-quoted scripture, and it's appointed unto man once to die. And after this, there is a judgment, an adjudication, okay, an evaluation. Okay, watch this now. And in fact, let me give you a translation. Everyone has to die once, then face the consequences. So, where are you going to end up? You understand now the value of quarantine? A time to calmly evaluate your life, your origin, your significance, and your destiny. You see, the purpose of life is a life of purpose. And when you've grasped your personal significance, you're well on the way. Now, another benefit of quarantine, it's an opportunity to regain control of what grabs your attention. Here's a quote from one of my favorite authors, William Wordsworth. Here's what he said. The world is too much with us, getting and spending, we lay waste our powers. We're so busy, we have lost, and everything is grabbing and clutching and grasping for our attention. And our powers are lost because our attention is being taken up by all kinds of stuff at 90 miles an hour that, in the quarantine, in the calm, when you start to evaluate it, you realize a whole lot of other powers are controlling your mind, your thinking, and your feelings. Now, this is caused by a thing called distraction. We live surrounded with distractions. So let's look at the definition from the dictionary of what a distraction is. Here it is. A distraction is that which prevents someone from giving full attention to what is important. Now, I don't know if I got room on my screen. I'm going to I'm going to ask you to use your imagination a bit. I want you to imagine that this is the path of life that you should be walking. Okay, this is meaningful, significant. You know who you are. You know your significance. You know what your destiny is. Now watch this. All along this pathway, there will be attempts to distract you, to get you off course, to get you go to another direction. Quarantine is a place to regain control of what is grabbing your attention. Distractions. Here's what Scripture says. Let your eyes look right on. Let thy eyelids look straight before you. And goes on to say, don't look to the left, don't look to the... You know where you're going. Don't let people, places, or things distract you. Keep your eyes, one translation says, straight ahead. Ignore all the sideshow distractions. In quarantine, an opportunity to evaluate your life and an opportunity to regain control of what is controlling your attention. Because whatever grabs your attention will control the path that you take. Watch here. No distractions. No diversions. No intrusions. No amusements. You know what this word amusement, this word muse means to think. Amune means not to think. And can you imagine how many millions of us are living distracted, taken off from non-thinking conditions by something that captured our attention and has got us playing games like children all of our lives. Now, quarantine is also an opportunity for character modification. Now, we know what people are like. According to Scripture, you will know people by their fruits, okay? And fruits is really about character. In fact, watch this now, because I haven't got time to go into detail this, but when we are spiritual or following God's way, watch now with me. Do I love? Do I have joy? Do I spread joy to others? Joy, the exaltation of my inward spirit that comes from genuine harmony with God and others. Do I spread joy? Do I have peace, calm, tranquility? Do I have the ability to suffer long when other people aren't what I think they ought to be? Can I tolerate? Can I be forgiving? Watch this now. Am I gentle? I have goodness and faith and meekness, by the way, which is the opposite to anger. And am I temperate? You see, quarantine is a time to really think about adjusting character, making sure I am the best I ever could be. Because, as someone said, if you lose your money, you haven't lost much. If you lose your health, you've lost something. But if you lose your character, you've lost everything. So quarantine, this place of quiet, this place of calm, no intrusions, gives you a chance to evaluate your character. And then it's a time to refocus on what really matters in life. It's really interesting. Because we got at present, while I am doing this teaching, is in the midst of this a viral pandemic, worldwide issue. And watch out, you get overdosed by news which is not vetted and speculative, and it's exaggerated, and some of it's minimized. I mean, it's really a little crazy. So here's the story. One family, husband and wife, after having been forced to stay home with their children, homeschool their children, had such a wonderful quarantine experience that they have decided to let the wife quit her job, sell the car, stay home with the kids. What matters? Quarantine is a time to refocus on that which really matters. Your marriage, your children, your parents. Why? Life management can get started in quarantine and get back on track. Let me tell you something. It is here where mental health begins. The reevaluation of life, the pushing back the, in fact, the forbidden entrance of intrusions of every source and idea virus you can think of. To be the person God designed you to be, doing what's really important in life, not distracted, not diverted, but on track. And that's why there's a promise of Jesus to you, and this is what it says. If you seek first, there are things you have to do first, the kingdom of God and doing what is right. Look at this. And what he says is right, everything else will get added unto you. A really smart time in quarantine to refocus on what really matters. Now, my last point is probably going to shock you, because my last point is simply this. It's an opportunity to plan regular times of quarantine. You thought quarantine was so bad. And I hope that in these few moments that we've spent together that you can see the benefits of quarantine. Well, watch this now. You should self-quarantine one day every week. Now, imagine this. Get this straight. If you will quarantine yourself one day every week, amazing things will happen. Watch the scripture I'm going to give you. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. So God's idea is a weekly quarantine. One day. And I tell you from experience, but you can get it for yourself, that if you have one stop day, shut down day, no intrusions, none of the things you do the rest of the week happen on this day, you're quarantined, you will do more in 6 days after that than you otherwise would have done in 7. Not only so, but in that blessed place of quiet and quarantine, you will make decisions that will make the next 6 days the most effective they could ever be. That's why God's idea is a weekly quarantine, self-imposed. Nobody's going to force that one on you. You choose it for yourself. My hope is that these few thoughts that I've shared with you, albeit in the middle of a crisis, might become for you some lifetime acquisitions of wisdom and knowledge and understanding, so that you can actually benefit by quarantine. And what are those benefits? Here they are. Let's list them just before we terminate. Number one, it's a place of safety. Number two, it's a place designed by God. It's a place free of disease. Isn't that exciting and wonderful? It's a place free of intrusions. In fact, it's a place to unhook. It's a place to calmly evaluate your life. It's a place, an opportunity to regain control of what grabs your attention. It's an opportunity for character modification and development. It's a time to refocus on what really matters in life. And it's a time to decide to have and plan regular quarantine times because the benefits are amazing. I hope this has been helpful to you. This has been our subject today, the benefits of quarantine. Just before I leave you, though, because people write and text and email us and they ask us, how can we support the ministry? So here's a closing point. If you wish to support this ministry, I want you to grasp something right up front. We do not solicit funds. Never. But we merely give people an opportunity to give that to which their heart is already set. We don't solicit. No big, we don't put any pressure. But if somebody's got it in their heart, so what can happen is that you can support by writing to Nothing But the Truth Ministries. And that's at 5570 Florida Mining Boulevard South, Unit 408, Jacksonville. Now, if you want to give online, you can go to our website. This is what our website looks like, nothingbutthetruth.org. And up here, if you'll click on the button that says Giving, a page will come up that looks like this. And you can give online or you can give by check. No pressure. It's just if you want to help, we'd be happy and grateful for it. In the meantime, my hope and prayer for you is that you will capitalize on this time of quarantine because the benefits are there for you and for yours.